internet.
From the internet
to your ears. This is RFD.
Alert! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show. It is the 16th of, no, it's not the 16th, it's the 17th of February, 2025. That's right, the 17th of February, 2005. Stephen Roy doesn't know what day it is, and he'll tell you why shortly. But I got a good show planned for you today. A good show, though abbreviated. That's the plan for today. Should have put some lotion on my hands. Man, dry hands. I'll have to see if Dee has some over here. If she does, they may smell like chick stuff. And I've never been confused of not being masculine. I'm not going to use no chicky lotion. Let me turn that down because I've got the audio all messed up now on the deal. Okay, there it is. That's good. All right, we're going to do something different today. Since it's going to be an abbreviated show, I'm going to record the Rumble and the podcast at the same time. Oh, yeah. Well, you
always do, David.
I know. But I promise you, it will be different today. I just did that. Sorry. Feedback. Audio's been messing up on one channel again. If I'm going to do that, I got to turn the monitor down. That's what feeds back is the monitor. All right. Here we go. Move the microphone a little forward. Press record. Welcome to the Rumble for February 18th. Is it the 18th? 14, 15, 16, 17? Welcome to the Rumble for the 17th of February, 2025. As you can see, if you're watching the Rumble, I am focusing on the podcast and recording the Rumble at the same time. Typically, it's the opposite. Typically, I'm focused on the Rumble. You can barely hear me on the podcast. Well, today, I'm going to put the microphone right in front of me. Right in front of me. So you're going to see the side of my head, and I hope it's not glaring. I actually turned the ring light down because when I did a test video, it was glaring. So, oh well. Ring light's turned all the way down. Let's see how it goes. So, D and I survived Las Vegas. Right? You've seen, wasn't Leaving Las Vegas a show? Yeah. Well, I hadn't been to Las Vegas since 2001. Dee and I went to see the Eagles in the Sphere. If you've never seen the Sphere Las Vegas, it's incredible. From the outside and the inside. And I'll tell you all about it. That's what we're going to do today. Let me move this because I moved it earlier and I couldn't see how long I've been recording. So, okay, there's a minute 22 over there, so I can't really go by that clock there. That's all right. So Friday, on Valentine's Day, Dee and I fly to Las Vegas, directly from West Texas. Now, it used to be cheap to do that. It's not cheap anymore. It's kind of like if you fly from here to Houston directly, it's not cheap anymore. Dee and I flew from here to Dallas and then Hobby on our honeymoon. And then when we went to Seattle, I can't even remember where we flew through. We had to fly through somewhere else, might have been Las Vegas, to go to Seattle. There is no direct flight from West Texas anywhere. But we did get a direct flight to Las Vegas, and it cost more. It used to be like any other price of a Southwest flight. So unless we flew through Dallas, let's see, I think it was Dallas or Denver. I can't remember. Dallas, Denver, Phoenix, doesn't matter. You would have to fly two flights to save money, right? So you spent more to fly directly. And let me tell you something. There was one open seat on the flight from West Texas to Las Vegas on the way there. A lot of people go to Las Vegas from West Texas. And a lot of people went there for the Eagles. Now, I didn't know that until our flight home. On our flight home, we're talking about a 737-700, which is a big 737. There was not one open seat on the flight home. Not one. I love sitting next to a stranger. So Dee and I had the only open seat on the plane between us flying to Las Vegas. So we take a cab from the airport to Harrah's. Now, the reason Harrah's would not be my first choice, I'd rather stay at the Venetian. Nicer rooms. That's where the Sphere is, on the back of the Venetian. But you know what? I'm not going to spend $800 a night for a room. So instead, we spent less than half that to stay at Harrah's and have what they could call an attraction view room overlooking the Sphere. Now, I'm going to turn this up again. So let me turn the monitor down. I'm going to turn this up. Testes 1-2, testes. And I'm going to turn it back down again because the audio looked like it was messing up. I can leave the monitor down for now. Looks like it's better. Anywho. Then I get an email to do a self-check-in, I don't know, like a day before we got to Las Vegas. And it said that we had a strip view. And I'm like, no, I don't want a view of the Las Vegas Strip. I want a view of the Sphere. That's the whole reason we're going to Las Vegas, right? Because I have never seen the Sphere before. I think it was built in like 2023. And of course, I haven't been to Las Vegas since 2001. So we stand and check in. The check-in line is long, but oh, I've seen it longer. Stand in the check-in line Friday, and this woman with a face diaper on is like pre-screening people and sending them to the electronic kiosks, which is great. There's nothing wrong with an electronic kiosk. That's me again. I don't know what's wrong with this mixer. Got to keep going. The I don't care about using an electronic kiosk as long as I get keys and get the room I want. So I told her, I said, you know, I would use the electronic deal, but the email I got yesterday said we had a city view and we reserved an attraction view. So she goes and she checks. She goes, oh, no, you're okay. You can use the kiosk. I'm like, okay. So I use the kiosk. Super easy. It actually, you actually put in your driver's license. Then you put in your credit card, and then boom, it gives you keys. So, which is fine with me. I don't have to talk to a human. We go up to our room on the 29th floor, and the view is just awesome, right? We have a great view of the High Roller, which is a Ferris wheel that's probably, I don't know, 500 feet tall. The Sphere is like 400 feet tall, and the Ferris wheel is like 100 feet taller. I mean, it goes super slow. I think it takes like an hour for you to go all the way around the Ferris wheel. Didn't really want to do that, although I'm sure the view is incredible. So we had an awesome view of the Sphere, but you really can't appreciate it until you see it at night. So Friday night, we went to Blue Man Group. Now, I heard from somebody recently that Blue Man Group is not going to be playing much longer in Las Vegas. That this is the last year. Now, I don't know if that's true, but if it is, I am glad we saw them. Now, Dee had seen them before years ago, but she didn't even remember a lot about the show. She said it was totally different now. It was awesome. If you get to Las Vegas, go to Blue Man Group at the Luxor. It's certainly worth seeing. I mean, these guys are incredibly talented. They play all kinds of amazing different kinds of percussion. And these are all, there are some drums, giant drums that are obviously drums, right? And then there's homemade acoustic pieces like the drum bone. You can watch the drum bone online. I play the drum bone for you here on the show. And Rods and Cones, also awesome. They played that towards the end. I mean, some of the most amazing instruments you've ever seen, right? I mean, they are. They were blowing smoke rings with drums. I mean, smoke rings over us. And we were like in the third row. I want to say, yeah, third row, center, right in the center of the stage, third row up. So we had great seats. We actually had a gold medal winner from women's water polo at the Summer Olympics in Paris. And she was deaf, so I don't know if she was just on the regular women's team, but she just happened to be deaf. Have no idea what the situation was. But still, whatever it was, she is a gold medal winner. Because right before the show starts, they run a bunch of funny stuff on like a ticker tape machine, like an LED ticker tape machine on both sides of the stage. I don't know how else to describe it. But it was fun. Let me warn you, if you see the Blue Man Group, do not come in late, because they will embarrass you. This couple got so embarrassed. It was awesome. Really enjoyed it. Then, after Blue Man Group, we took a taxi to downtown Las Vegas to Fremont Street. Now, Fremont Street, if you haven't been there in downtown Las Vegas, is built over four blocks of downtown. I've never seen that either. It's the largest LED screen in the world. It's like 1,200 feet long. You got to go see it at night. It was absolutely incredible. Really was. I mean, they put on shows where there's like jets flying the entire length of the screens. Really cool. And then right under the screen, there's zip lines. There's one that goes about halfway the distance of the of Fremont Street that you sit on. Then they have ones you lay on that go the full distance of Fremont Street, which is pretty cool. However, I have seen videos of instances where people stopped in the middle of the deal. I don't know if they stopped it themselves, but they stopped right in the middle of the zip line. Don't think I want to do that. But we had a great time. We walked the full distance of Fremont Street. They had three or four band stages there, like one on either end, one in the middle, and the taxi dropped us off like right in the middle. So we walked all the way to one end, then all the way back to the other end. It was really cool. Now here's something that was, well, there's a couple things that are neat, right? There's bars right there on the street. Now we only had one drink there. We had one drink before Blue Man Group, one drink there. And let me tell you, they're not gentle on their pour. I mean, it was a good drink. And the guy knew Texas Tech, which was amazing. We should have bet on the game. I have never bet on a sports game in a sports book in Las Vegas. We should have bet on the game, but we didn't, because it started at noon and we were already on the road doing stuff on Saturday. So there you go. Saturday, what do we do Saturday? Saturday, we went back to the Luxor for breakfast because they have a buffet that's about half as much as elsewhere. And it's good. It's not spectacular, but it is good. And believe me, they do the business because it's less expensive than other parts of the Strip. But it's good. I'm not going to pay $85 for a buffet at Caesars. Sorry, not doing it. I'll go to McDonald's first, okay? So anyway, after breakfast, we went to the Bodies Exhibition. I mean, it is an expedition. If you haven't seen it before, the Bodies Exhibition is where they slice up human bodies, where they inject a silicone polymer, and then they can remove the skin, right? They can remove parts of the bone so you see inside the body. It's absolutely incredible. Yeah, at first it seems a little, you know, weird, right? Because it's a human body. But you soon get over that, and it's fascinating. Fascinating to see the human body. Now, I couldn't help but think these are probably Chinese Uyghurs, right? I mean, these are Chinese, probably death camp victims, because they all look Chinese. I'm just saying, and they're little in stature, right? Chinese are not famous for being super tall. So I could be wrong, but that's what they look like to me. Anyways, we're seeing. Now, if you go to Luxor, I know I sounds like an ad, but if you're going to go to the Titanic exhibit and the Bodies Expedition, because you can see both for like 10 bucks more than seeing them individually. So it's worth seeing both. Now, I've never seen a Titanic artifacts exhibit, and there were lots of artifacts there. Definitely worth seeing. They had a 12-ton piece of the side of the Titanic. Truly incredible. Truly incredible. Truly worth seeing. So I highly recommend it. So that's what we did Saturday day. Then Saturday night, we went to the Sphere. Now, there were only a couple things bad about the experience. So I'll tell you about it. We walked from Harrah's to the Venetian. Didn't know there was an easier path to go from, like, where taxis and limos and everybody drops off, rideshare drops off. There's a quicker way to get from there all the way to the Sphere. I didn't know that. And I wanted Dee to see the inside of the Venetian, where the canals were, where St. Mark's Square is. It's worth seeing if you haven't seen it. And I have a fascination with indoor, you know, indoor-outdoor stuff like that, right? Where a town is indoors. Now, they have a canal. Canals like they do in Venice. And they have canal boats if you want to pay for it. I never have. So it's worth seeing. It's definitely worth seeing that. When we walked out, so that's the way we walked in. When we walked out, we bypassed all that and then just walked straight out through like an underground tunnel. I don't know how else to describe it. So that was great. We really enjoyed it. I think we did have to walk through the casino to get out. But anyway, two things bad at the Sphere. Number one was my fault. I booked seats that were underneath the suites, so we could only see about a third of the screen. Now, that was my fault, okay? I don't have no one to blame but me. But what they should do is put monitors underneath that hangover, because you can't see anything. When people are playing and they put it up on the screen, it's like superimposed into an incredible video presentation. You can't see them unless it's down lower. So that's my fault. It would have been wiser to get a cheaper seat up higher, right? I thought I was, oh, man, row 32. That's awesome. No, it didn't help. I either needed to be lower or higher, so I wasn't under the overhang. But I already knew it was like that. That's my own fault. The other thing that was really bad, and I mean really bad, was people going in and out. Now, the rudest were these young Asian kids. I don't know if they were Filipino. I don't know. I'm not an Asian expert. But they went in and out all night getting drinks. So they missed more of the show than they saw. Why go? Why go at all if you're going to miss the show? I mean, why go to a concert if all you want to do is get drunk? And that's not the worst of it. Their dad and mom and dad were there. And guess who was paying for all the drinks? Wasn't the kids. Because mommy and daddy went with them every time to get more drinks. I would not have done that. I would have said, if you want a drink, you need to get it, and then we're going to sit down. I'm not paying for you to get more drinks. I mean, I might have bought my kids one, but I'm not going to do more than that. It really irked me. Then the other thing that irked me was people coming late. You know, the thing starts at 8:30, and believe me, it started at 8:30. With Hotel California, which was awesome. And then some dude kept standing up, right? Standing up. I'm like, hey, trying to watch the show here. And he got all pissy. Thought I was going to have to knock his A out. It's like, I don't care. Don't stand in front of me at a concert, okay? Don't do it. So him and his wife finally left. I don't know if they got other seats because they didn't like the overhang over them. I have no idea. But maybe they battled the Sphere until they got new seats. I don't really care. They were gone. Okay, that's the bad stuff. Now the good stuff. The Sphere on the outside is incredible at night. And what you don't realize when you see it from far away is that when you're up close, those LEDs are several inches apart. But you don't see that when you're far away. You only see it when it's up close. Just like it looks like a bunch of LED dots when you're up close. Now, it's still huge, of course. The largest sphere in the world. But when you're inside, that screen on the inside is just absolutely incredible. It is 18 times the size of an IMAX theater screen. You ever seen a movie in IMAX? I've seen several IMAX. Only two movies. I saw the original 300 in IMAX, and I saw Ad Astra, which sucked bad. I mean, Brad Pitt wasn't bad. The movie sucked, okay? I mean, it did. The space visuals and everything were awesome, but the movie was not good. Just not. Kind of reminds me of Gravity. You know, Dee and I watched Gravity last night because she had never seen it. And I hadn't seen it in so long, I didn't remember a lot of it. Excellent movie if you haven't seen it. The movie Gravity with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Worth seeing, definitely. Anywho, the most amazing part at all is the audio. There's 140,000 speakers inside the sphere, like behind the sphere screen, and they're targeted at every single seat in the sphere. It's an immersive sound that I have never heard before. I'm talking the best quality sound I have ever heard at a concert. And the Eagles were awesome. Now, there's only three members of the original Eagles, but they were great. The audio, with the vocals were awesome. From, I'm gonna forget their names now. The original three members, their vocals were good. It was all good. All good. And then, Vince Gill was there, and he sung several songs. He was awesome. There was another gentleman. I think he's the son of Glenn Frey, who passed away. He was good. It was all good. Vocals and the instrumentals, the guitar play, everything was absolutely awesome. What did Dee say the gentleman's was that sings I Can't Tell You Why? I want to say Timothy Smith. Sorry, Tim, if I'm wrong. I'm not good with names, but he was great singing I Can't Tell You Why, which is one of my favorite Eagles songs. It's awesome. And he plays bass. So Joe Walsh singing In the City. What was the other one he sung? I'm going to mess it up. I could sing it. Life's been good to me so far. Life's been good to me so far. Not a singer. Obviously, I suck. But he was good. Imagine. These guys have been performing for 50 years. Joe Walsh is 70 years old. And he's still singing and rocking on the guitar. It was great. Great show. So, it's not going to play for too much longer at the Sphere. If you can get tickets and go to Las Vegas, I highly recommend it. So, that was Saturday night. Came back from the Sphere, went and grabbed a couple pieces of New York pizza, and then got up early Sunday, went to the airport, and came home. Truly an awesome, awesome trip. So if you want to go to the Sphere, you really need to go. Go to the Sphere. Go to see Blue Man Group, because they're not going to be there that much longer. Highly recommend all these things that I saw. The Bodies Expedition, the Titanic exhibit. Not going to promote that hotel anymore. What else did we... there's other stuff that I didn't tell you that we did. A Saturday, instead of paying for expensive cab rides, and we didn't want to wait for an Uber, and a taxi's much faster. You can catch a taxi at any hotel. Probably the fastest way to go. We actually took a car at a flat rate that was way cheaper than a taxi to come back from Fremont Street to the hotel. Driver was great. The SUV was nice. It was good. He just happened to be there where the taxis were lined up to try to give people a ride out of Fremont. And he said, hey, you guys need a ride? I were like, yeah. And he said, well, I'll tell you what. He goes, where are you going? I said, Harris. He said, I'll give you a flat rate of X. And we gave him a little tip because he was a super nice guy, nice vehicle. But to go from Harris to breakfast Saturday morning, we took the monorail because I like trains, so monorails are cool too. So we took the Las Vegas monorail from Harrah's to the MGM Grand, and then we walked from the MGM Grand across to Excalibur, across to New York, across again to Excalibur. Then we walked on the road, on the sidewalk, over to have breakfast. And it was a walk, but the weather was absolutely perfect. think it was like 60 degrees Saturday. It was even warmer Friday. I mean, the weather could not have been better. Oh, no, don't get me wrong. It gets cold in Las Vegas at night in the winter. I wore a long sleeve shirt and a vest when we went to Fremont Street. And if you were standing between side streets where the wind came through and the wind was blowing, it was cold. But if you were just, you know, in the middle of Fremont Street because it's covered and you're sheltered by buildings, it was great. It was fine. Not bad at all. All right. I'm glad this show is not just about politics, that I talked about going to Las Vegas. Dee says she's getting hungry. I'm going to say nothing since breakfast. I said, me too. Nothing since breakfast. Had a big breakfast this morning. Had leftover eggs and sausage. Eggs with onions and sausage and cheese. And it was a lot left over from Friday morning. Got up and cooked that and toast. So a onion, sausage, cheese scramble with toast on Friday. So this morning I just had the leftover eggs. So I told Dee, I said, she said, I'm getting hungry. I said, me too. Nothing since breakfast. She goes, oh, wow, you worked all day. I did. Worked on the house today. On the front of our house, we have access lights that are almost on the they're on the wall, maybe 18 inches above the ground, and they shine up on the front of the house. Two of those bulbs were out. So I had to take one apart, take the bulb out, go to the hardware store, get the right bulb, get two of the right bulbs, and then came home, put them in. And then both lights were out. Oh, I mean, they're just chandelier bulbs behind a little cover on the vent over our stove, and both lights were out. Well, I happened to have two of those, so I put those in, and they worked. And then I bought more at LEDs at the hardware store. So if one burns out again, I got spares. Didn't buy spares of the other lights, but that I repaired out front. So yeah, I did a lot today. Did a lot today, as well as going grocery shopping. Washed my truck. So it was a busy day. That's why I'm only recording an hour today for the podcast and recording the, you like my little koala bear? I got that in Australia in 1982. That's how long I've had that koala bear. Does he even have eyes? He does. They're up here. There we go. Can you see the eyes now? Tiny little black dots. That's where that koala came from. Came from Australia. I went to Australia with a band group. I played tuba in the band for Arcadia High School in California. And I gave it up after my sophomore year to play football. To play high school football. American football, for those of you all around the world. And so that year I played in the Rose Parade. LA Rams halftime show. Played before a Dodgers. We were actually a band that played before the Dodgers World Series game, set up yard markers in the outfield, and played at Dodger Stadium, did our complete halftime show before a Dodger game. And what else did we do that year? It was incredible. Incredible year. Did all kinds of stuff. Played all over. Australia, of course, was definitely the highlight. They had never seen a marching band. We were celebrities. I had kids coming up to me in the park in Newcastle, New South Wales, the sister city of Arcadia, asking for my autograph because they had never seen a marching band before. We marched through the streets of Newcastle. I'm not kidding you. There must have been 100,000 people there. Never. I mean, the Rose Parade obviously was more people, but I had never seen that many people, you know, at that time. Well, outside the Rose Parade. But it was neat to play for people that truly enjoy it. I played before the Rugby Super Bowl in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. I did not know it was the Rugby Super Bowl. I would have paid more attention to it. But what do you expect? I was 16 years old. You know, I just wanted to hang around with my band geek buddies instead of doing that. So let's look at my Twitter, at Stephen Roy Radio. You can join me there, at Stephen Roy Radio. I post funny things all the time. Now Dee sent this picture to me, or one like it. She didn't send me this picture, but she sent me one like it an airplane slipped on the runway as it landed in Toronto, Canada, of course, and then the Delta airplane turned upside down. Now, it's totally intact. So I'm sure people were injured, but hopefully everybody got out of that okay, God willing. Alex Jones posted this. And you know, if anyone, any political hack you see on TV, and hopefully you don't watch those leftist, nothing but leftist drivel spews from station like the Communist Spews Network. I mean, why would you even watch those channels? Because it's all BS. It is. I don't even watch Faux News. Faux News was dead to me fraud election night 2020 when they had a Killery staffer on their fraud election desk and they were calling congressional races with 1% of the votes tallied. That's how you know in 2020 there was massive fraud election. Massive. I watch Newsmax. I almost said I watch at Newsmax like I'm tweeting on the X. Alex Jones posted this. Doge discovered USAID secretly funnels $4 billion to Billy Gates, plus another $880 million to the World Health Organization, the WHO, that also received over $700 million from the United States, which is BS. And so Alex says, tune in now for the latest updates. This is the picture I posted that D sent me from the icy runway. A Delta Airlines plane is seen upside down at Toronto Pearson International Airport. So hopefully everybody got out of that okay. So anyway, this is the kind of stuff I post all the time. Oh, here's a great thing that I posted from James Melville. I'm sure I don't follow him, but I should. Don't think he'll probably follow me back. If you follow me and you know you don't say anything crazy, I'll follow you back. If it looks like a legitimate X account. Steve posted this. It's so refreshing to have a president on President's Day and not a bumbling idiot puppet. Yeah, you are so right, Steve. I'm going to have to play some patriotic music on the rest of the podcast for today. All right. That's enough. Yes, I know I was looking at the Rumble video there for a minute cuz the audio went down. That's going to do it for the Rumble video for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And we will see you next week. Thank you so much for watching. So have a great day, a great evening, and a great week after you watch this Rumble. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. So I will upload that to the Rumble. If you go to Rumble and just look for Stephen Roy Radio, you can find me there. And the Rumble, I just... playing with the audio again. I don't even know if it's right. We'll find out when we're playing music. But you can listen, you can watch the Rumble there, or there's always a link to it at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. All right, let's play some good music. I'm going to have to queue up some patriotic music. But I queued this one up last week, and I didn't play it, but it's a great song from Take That. It only takes a minute, girl. It only takes a minute, girl.
Oh my God, RFD.
And now, to perform our national anthem, please welcome three-time Grammy Award-winning vocal group, Pentatonix.
In the land of cotton, old towns are not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland.
Singing, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie.
For Dixieland, I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, Dixieland. Oh. trials, Lord, soon be over.
You're fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Justice for all.
going to do it for me this week on the show. This is for leftist idiots. That does protest too much, you criminals. Have a great week.
She was a woman on a mission.
Yes, now you have to.
So I set her up again to wash him down. And she had just about succeeded when that low down, no good cheap, good for nothing, came strutting through the crowd. All he was leaning on so thick, he never missed a lick, professing his never-ending love. Oh, but I never will forget when she stood up and said, so I guess you think we're just gonna kiss and make up, don't you? That's what she said. Why don't you kiss and kiss this? And I don't mean on my rosy red lips. But me and you, I went through. And there's only one thing left for you to do. You just come on over here one last time. Fuck her up and close your eyes and kiss her this goodbye. Against the wall, chewing him like a bulldog on a bone. She was putting him in his place, and I mean right up in his face, dragging him down a list of under wrongs. It was just about now that the crowd gathered round. They'd come to watch him pay for his every sin. She called him everything under the sun, and when we thought that she was done, she reared back and she let him have it again, man. She said, why don't you kiss?
Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name, Jesus. Oh, shout Jesus on the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I seek the holy name, Jesus. The name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Man Groove, Rods and Cones. Until you see them live, you can't really appreciate it. Instruments they play. Right here. This is the instrument.